curvature of the attention span. I am peering into the crowds of people surrounding me, somewhat lamenting the lost art of gazing into each other's eyes. In days far gone, people used to make momentary eye contact in passing, just long enough for a nod of recognition, a glimpse of friendliness, a symbol of trust and well-being. Now, I am a stranger in a strange land. No one in sight is observing the world around them. They are all absorbed, focused, embedded, part of the electronic devices they hold in their palms. Ignoring partners and friends, they are always somewhere else. Their bowed heads and bent spines pave the way for future professionals to minister unto them. Chiropractors, orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, masseuses, masseurs, all will benefit from these aging techno-lusters who wonder how they became prematurely stooped, their thumbs arthritic, their distance vision awry, their observational powers limited by metal and plastic blinders. Rooms full of people who are somewhere else. Stadiums of people who are not quite here. Families filled with relatives all gazing navelward. As I say, I am a stranger in a strange land. Grateful for occasional moments when I meet other strangers who, for some mysterious reason, are not wedded to their palms. Strangers who, like me, wish to engage and share and laugh with other people instead of laughing into a virtual unreality on a tiny screen. Where do I find the happiness, the inspiration I seek in a world of people who have gone away? Well, it's all there. All I have to do is what every artist, every writer, every poet has always done, look around and examine everything that everybody else is ignoring. The fact that pod people are self-absorbed leaves the rest of the world unobstructed for those of us who like to notice. It's actually kind of nice being alone in a world full of people. I get all the time I need to peruse and browse and notice. While much of the populace is busy text-shaming strangers, gossiping aimlessly with imaginary friends, conducting snarky conversations with nothing of any particular importance, expressing opinions they've cut and pasted from others' opinions, I get to have all the fun. Thanks, you behemoth media empire, thanks. You freed my time to observe more, write more, share more. You have provided me with my own space. Space that is filled with actual people who are much larger than tiny screens and limited character diatribes. I get to see you as you are. Do you ever see me as I am? I wonder.